Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
From Vice Media, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Calvin Cato. Hello, Calvin.
Hello, how are you? And I hope you don't hear that siren. I'm so sorry. This is poorly timed.
We don't. Then that's what's funny. Yeah, you're such a pro from like 3 years ago. And
he's on top of his game. He's always been on top of his game. And it's okay that somebody died just then. Don't worry about it. It's not on you, okay? Big news right away. Simone Biles makes history after winning a record 8th all-around national title at the U.S. Gymnastics Championships. What exactly does that mean? I don't know. But I do remember Simone Biles had to drop out of the Olympics. She had the yips. Or she, in her case, being a gymnast, she had the twisties, where somehow your brain isn't connecting to your... That's really what it's called. And somehow your brain isn't connecting to what you're doing. She's flipping in the air. She literally doesn't know where her body is. It could be very dangerous. And then you got these pigs watching TV on the couch with chips all over themselves going, get your shit together, bitch. So this is exciting news. Super exciting because, and I forget the joke I made, but in one of my stand-ups, I was referencing a gymnast and I go, what am I, fucking Simone Biles over here? And I'm like, oh no, you got to be great for whenever somebody hears that stand-up again. And she's great. And my stand-up holds up. And this is big, big news.
You know, we were hoping that we would get to how you have big news adjacent to someone else. And yeah. You know, this is how I think you have a good attitude. Something good happens for someone else, and like, you're even better.
We're all one.
Yeah.
We really are. The stars are aligning, and they're connecting us together.
She did it for herself? Sure. Did she do it for America? Maybe. Did she do it for me? Abso-fucking-lutely.
It has to start with you, but apparently you, Keith Malley.
I sent her a thank you note. So there you go. Leave the 5-star reviews. We love to see them. I saw this on Apple reviews today. This person, Dominic's Ghost, says 5 stars, but fake. You guys talk about Barbie, the movie? That's not the real Barbie. I know for a fact G.I. Joe taped a couple of M80s to Barbie's pink Corvette and blew her to bits. I see. He snuck into his sister's room and blew up Barbie as G.I. Joe. Yeah, and he goes, that's not Barbie on screen. I hear what he's saying. Loud and clear. Do you remember last week, it was with Tim McLaughlin, and I was reading a letter from somebody from Sweden. I'm like, what? I thought they spoke like English, but sexier. But the letter wasn't making any sense, and you know, sweet Hemda, she's like, not too bad for a second language, and I'm like, this is horrible if it's a fifth language.
Well, Keith, do you hear the word Sweden, picture a bunch of white people, and just hear them speak English?
With a couple of wooden shoes.
Yeah, I think people forget that Sweden has its own thing, and just because it could blend into your own thing doesn't mean that they're not speaking a second language when they're speaking to us.
Well, here's what Linus wrote. Here's a little sample. I love K and C both equally, but please, K, Keith, step back a little and let C set the pace for the show a little more. It's so much attack nowadays. And I get it's, ITZ, the world is more indifferent to important stuff than it has to, but so much focus in a show I recommend all my friends is nowadays focused on petty stuff. So much anger and hate towards petty stuff, so much energy. I will always love K&C, always be grateful. You've done so much for me personally and a hub for thoughts and openness and comedy, progressive, blah, blah, blah. And somebody from Sweden on Reddit said, I understood this email, no problem. As a Swedish person, says Thomas, I had no problem with understanding the letter in the beginning. It's the simple Swedish grammar, which is funny. G-R-A-M-E-R, that messes Keith up. And I said, in Sweden, do they spell it's with a Z? Do they spell K-A-T-G-K-O-T-D? How the fuck does this make any sense? Thomas said, the Z is plausible because weirdly, most people pronounce heavily on the S as a Z. Come on. But K-O-T-D, even I can't blame autocorrect on. K-A-T-G in Swedish should be K-O-T, Keith Ochchedjin. But hey, we have meeples and IKEA. Yeah, and IKEA has free silverware. It's fantastic. Is everybody fucking drunk, though? I mean, Swedish. Then I got a letter from Linus, who wrote the original email. Guess what? Everything is spelled right. Surprise, sir fucking prize. LOL. I listened to your recent show and thought, hey, this guy Linus has the same name as me. And then gulped when I realized it was my drunken email from a week before. Oh. No shit! No shit, Zerlock! Sorry it sounded a little harsh and incoherent. I wrote in effect and felt that the show has seemed angry lately and that kind of ducked out of the way a little bit. Might only be in my head. Anyhow, this guy knows anyhow now. Anyhow. I hope I didn't offend too much. Mostly, I just want to say thank you for all the things you've done. You're the best. Regards, Linus. Regards, he knows. I knew it. I fucking knew it. Every letter. From now on, I'm bringing this back. You got to rate if you give a shit.
Yeah.
I think you got to rate your tit size. I think we got to bring that back. No? I don't know. You got to say if you care. You got to say if you're drunk. That we're arguing if Swedish is a second language? No shit. No zit.
Is drunk possibly a third language? Will we count that?
See?
Yes.
It sure fucking is.
Ryan says Keith is fluent in drunk, so maybe you picked up on it more than I did.
I've been sober for too long because I couldn't read that the first letter he wrote. I'm like, Kenda, can this make sense to you? You
speak crazy. This is the thing. I've been around drunks for too long because that made complete sense to me.
Right.
I don't like that. I got to go to another Al-Anon meeting.
Tell me what you guys think about this. Tell me if this is petty. In WhatsApp, you know, the text app, people, I see people write something and then I'll look at it later whenever I look at it and I see deleted, message deleted, message deleted. Do you guys see when you delete messages that the other person knows you deleted it? And it's just fucking weird. And then on top of it, the regular Apple text, so I assume Android is the same, they now have an edit feature. So you misspell something, you can hit edit and fix it. But people are editing after I already read it. So now I got to figure out, does this change what we're talking about? And it's always something innocuous. You added an apostrophe. Like, who gives a shit? Don't edit if I already responded to something. Now it's work I have to do. Thoughts, Calvin Cato.
I mean, it's not that much work. I mean, if you already read it, you know.
Digging ditches is harder, sure, but we're having a fucking conversation. Keep up.
Yeah, but it's in the same way as, like, for example, if I was talking to you and I misspoke something, and then
would you get a time machine, or would you just fix it right there and then and say what you wanted to?
Well, I would hope that our lovely rapport would allow you to edit in your own mind as I edited it, and you'd be like, you know what, it's cool, and it's like you just mentally put an edited button in front of my, like, mouth, and you're like, you edited that, and that's cool.
I'm not saying break up a friendship. It's just fucking weird that I have to go back and figure out what. Now I have to click a button and see what you changed, and it's never anything. You just wasted my time. I'm saying it adds up. No, how much time does it take? It fucking adds up. Respect yourself. Respect time.
What time are you losing? You're literally, it just... If it's all it is editing in a apostrophe, you haven't lost any time. You already mentally put it in. It's just that they're making it official.
I bet the, like, official, like, for what? Like, am I bringing up the text in court?
Well, it's not
looks
about
like it. It feels like it.
Yeah.
I swear to God, at the end of our lives, it's going to be like, you spent 2 months reading somebody's edit. That could have been 2 months on a beach with a lover.
As if you're going to the beach, please.
Not now. I don't got the time. This is what I'm saying.
I gotta say, I didn't know that you can edit it. I think it's nice that it says that you edit. So what happens if I see that you edit? It shows me, hey, Keith edited it. Would you like to see it? And then I click yes, and it highlights what you edited.
Yeah, it shows the word edit. You can click on that and see the old edits. And sometimes there's fucking 3-4 edits. Like, the guy couldn't figure out how to say tomorrow. Like, let it go. I already responded. Edit if I didn't see it. But if it's a conversation, then I hear like a bing, and I got to figure out what the fuck is that? Did you put a heart on something from before? Oh, no, you edited something for no fucking reason, weirdo.
But I think that's better. I mean, isn't that easier to say edit versus, like, for example, with my boyfriend sometimes, he'll spell something wrong because of autocorrect like 4 times. I'd rather not get...
Excuse me. Hold on.
Yeah, congrats.
We're talking about editing when you just drop the B word.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, whatever.
We're talking about grammar. Fuck you, Keith. Get over yourself. Put a comma everywhere.
This guy had a boyfriend again.
Goddamn life. I'm sorry. We just got past a mimosa and your grammar shit got past.
Well, it's all the trick. I don't care about grammar. I know where this is going. Who's this dude?
I don't care about talking about my boyfriend. I'd rather talk about grammar.
Well, just for the record, because I feel like we should go back for a second. Nadine says, you're not proving Linus wrong here, Keith. Just... talked about how someone was drunk and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He would have edited his original email and then all would be right in the world, apparently.
But that makes no sense. That's silly. That's silly. I'm talking, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about text. And if I read it, I read it. What the fuck are you fixing? So you can sleep at night? Well, you kept me awake. I don't like it.
I do understand. Like right. So instead of writing like, you know, Morrow, I mean, Time Morrow. I mean, Tiff Morrow.
When you get to your fourth fucking edit on the same text, take a breath, drink some water, think before you send shit then, because you have a fucking mental disorder.
Well, that's you heard me. Fault. I don't think.
You heard what I said. No, then it's not a mental disorder. You deliberately don't care about me or my time.
But how is your time being wasted? I just don't understand.
Is it adding more time in my life when I have to figure out what that bleep was, figure out the edit, and learn it was fucking nothing? Or it might change the whole conversation, but we already moved on, and I won't know. Then later, you're going to look back at it and be like, I don't think Keith got my point. No, because I didn't see your fucking edit, weirdo.
Calvin, do you want to respond again in the same way and get yelled at again? Or would you like to go, sounds interesting. Let me tell you about my boyfriend. Just let's take a poll. Just a quick poll. You want to understand what Keith is saying? Like, let's consider he's turning 50 in the next year or two. Let's just
we can move on. We're going to make this the poll. Am I right that when people delete shit and you see it, and when people edit shit after you already responded, is that fucking odd? Do you like it? Yes or no? Thumbs up or thumbs down? We'll move on. We're getting into your boyfriend.
No, this is already
too late. Next segment. Bring. New segment. Bring. Now let's talk about penis.
Now, your boyfriend has a penis?
Yeah, he does. And it works and everything. I know, it's crazy.
Okay.
And testicles to match.
You guys use it?
Is this the same guy? Is this the same guy as like the mouse story?
Yeah, it's the same guy. That's why I was like, it's not like new. Well, I guess it's new. We just had a 3-year.
You said, oh, I got a mouse. And he's like, I can't go over there. It takes 2 hours. And if I come here for a mouse, then you're just going to make me come over for all different reasons. And it's not necessarily sexual. Right? That's the story.
I will say he grew because I did find a dead mouse. And then he did get up and take care of the mouse for me. So
was he in the same room already?
Yeah, he got up.
He was... a room over, so okay. He was a room over. Technically,
he said, "Easy, don't make him married yet." It was a room over.
Although he was such an asshole about it, because I was like, "Can you just wake up, please, and get rid of this mouse?" He kept being like, and I was like, "No, this is an emergency." And he's like, "Calvin, it's not an emergency. It's already stuck on the glue trap."
Ew! It is an emergency. Ew.
Thank you.
What time was it?
Okay, so in fairness, it was 7 a.m. But
is he waking up or going to sleep?
He's not a party animal. He's waking up.
Okay. What time does his alarm go off?
9.
I mean, like, okay, like a sensible 8:30. Okay. I feel like waking you up an hour early to dispose of a mouse is that's fine.
The mouse isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, and his ass should be going somewhere, going to get rid of the fucking mouse. Yes.
What's the morning routine like when you guys are usually together? Because why are you up at 7?
Well, I'm normally up at like, I usually wake up later than he does. I just like had, you know, it was when I was like, I had a sixth sense about something. Cause like we had Mousegate and then I just felt like something was wrong with the energy of my apartment. And so I got up and I saw the mouse. And
you felt it like Daredevil. I smell a penny.
I could say, you know, like sometimes when you're in your apartment, you can sense that something is wrong. Like you're like, something's off. Something got moved.
I honestly think that watching like movies where like the bad guy's hiding behind a door and I'm like, you feel that. Come on.
Let me tell you something. I just recently went through it. I went to get a tooth extracted, right? And then I'm sitting there as soon as like they don't need me, you know, my eyes are closed and you got to tap me if you're going to. So my eyes are closed and I don't hear anything, but I'm like, someone's in the room. And I open my eyes. Now I'm also on nitrous, but anyway. And I'm like, holy shit, it's true. When someone's in the room, you could feel it. And then I was like, wait, I'm on nitrous. I think they were talking. I think there was like, I have no idea where I am. So the fact that I know that someone else is here just means I'm still on Earth. So I don't know, but I thought I thought I had a wonderful experience like that. It turns out I was on nitrous. And by the way, just as a FYI, I know that you guys hear me talk about drugs and how good they are, but I use nitrous responsibly. I would
okay.
not.
Okay. When you guys have your nitrous tank at home, please use it responsibly.
I was just going to say I would not have it at home and I would not feel so comfortable being so, I can't believe that this is legal. I would not feel comfortable being that high on my own without a doctor going, time to shut it off. I cannot believe this is recreational and that people just feel comfortable inserting this into themselves and just hoping for the best when they snap out.
Here's a lesson to all the Michael Jacksons out there. Don't abuse your nitrous tank at home, okay? It's important. Thank you.
I've never done nitrous. What does it feel like? Is it just like floaty or is it like...
It is very floaty. It is very like... I like to have headphones on so I don't hear the doctors telling me what they're going to be doing or talking to each other or whatever. And then whatever you want to think about, you can get in there. I heard every instrument of every song. I was a rock star on stage because that's where I wanted to go. I was killing it at this concert. Are you kidding? I was on the drums and vocals. It was, I don't play any drums. It was, I'm hardly in rhythm. It was magical. I was magical. And then when they went to take the tooth out, I'm like, I almost flicked them like, get off. Why are you here? But... I got it done.
Why are you in my heaven?
And it was beautiful.
So you have to feel. So he was just over your house that one time. You guys don't live together, right?
No, we don't. Although we kind of. So we had a 3-year anniversary, and it was actually very nice. Congrats. Once he planned.
Do
things,
I say congrats? Do I?
Yes.
I can't tell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Okay.
This is good. Oh, it's a healthy one. Now.
This is the stuff of cards. No, it's good. Okay.
I mean, I'm saying it in public now, so that's good.
Okay. All right. Are you allowed to fuck other people?
I mean, yeah, it's still open. Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit. A little bit the ass, a little bit the mouth. Sure. A little bit.
That's so romantic the way you say it. A little bit of the ass, a little bit of the mouth.
It's more than the tip, so it's more than a little bit. But okay.
Everyone's relationship is different.
Oh, it sure is.
Yeah, you know, gotta get a little dipstick wet, you know, do all that.
When one says, are you allowed? Is it my body?
Or my choice?
Hello, Madonna's.
Is it both?
Okay, right. But pity the person who needs permission from another. Am I wrong? I want to dance in a rainstorm. Okay, we get it.
Yes, but like less sarcasm.
Are you going to live together? Or we don't talk about it?
I don't know. Well, we did have a weird talk about it. So, I guess... We're going to open this. So for our 3-year anniversary.
I wanted to talk about grammar, but go on.
Well, I'm going to edit this several times as I talk so that you'll feel better. So we went to Far Rockaway and we went to like visit. He used to like volunteer at this farm. And then we ran into his ex who I have never officially met before.
Hold on. Can I just let the listening audience know who don't live in New York City? When somebody says they went to Far Rockaway, that means Queens. But let's just say you've heard us say Queens before. I'm in Queens. It will take me 2 hours to get to Far Rockaway. Yes. So when they say Far Rockaway, he put the far in. Usually we just say Rockaway.
Oh, yeah.
That was for you guys, because no matter where you are in the Rockaways.
We do the far Rockaway. Lean back. Yes. Way back. Yeah. Far Rockaway. Yes.
So I feel like there's like a little bit of a hint as to where this is going by saying we were in Far Rock. Please continue. Far Rock.
No, that is a good point because it is stupidly far. We decided to bike.
You can't just go home. Ooh, all the way to Far Rockaway.
Yeah, it was a stupidly long number of miles. because I was like, I'm going to be on my fitness. And like, this is why I drink. Anyway, so like we get there and we meet his ex. I've never officially met this guy. So the first time I quote unquote met this guy was like, I think the second time I had went on a, let's say, date. Because we started as coitus companions. Let's say that. That sounds nice.
Is that a word?
Coitus?
Yes, we were sex buddies. That's a polite way of putting it.
Coitus. Oh.
Yes. I'm trying to be polite.
I feel I had coitus once and they had to use a Q-tip.
Oh, also for the record, Calvin was almost a doctor. And sometimes he talks to us like he forgets that he's not smarter than everybody in his field right now. So, coitus, yes.
My boyfriend, he doesn't share the apartment, but his ex is still on the lease because they lived together for like 18 years. And so I stayed over, we were both naked, and his ex just comes into the apartment and then comes into the bedroom and catches us both in bed naked. And then
that's not a catch.
Yeah, you're right.
That's, I think you caught him, right. You know, like I just, let's. Who has the glove on here? Okay, so when was this? Recently?
That I just met this ex finally. So this all happened Thursday. And this has been, we've been dating for 3 years now. And I just have never met this ex. My boyfriend and the ex had a whole fight about both that and boundaries. Because the ex is, he's like a lot. Like, have you ever met anyone's ex and been like,
I've never met the ex when he walked into my current place and said, I caught you in bed with someone, and I go, what are you doing here? So, no, I don't have an ex like that. No.
I have met exes where I'm like, holy shit, I can get away with murder. What the fuck? This loser? You're shitting me.
Like, he just is like, he's a very Fran Lebowitz type. Like, he's an old school New Yorker. And like is very brash and has zero filter. And I'm just like, I don't know how this works.
The ex, trust that Fran Lebowitz would not come into your house and be brash. She would, she might not get out of your way if you're walking down the street and you're about to hit each other. She'll be, quote, brash then. He walked into your house and decided he was a New Yorker.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. But I mean, I feel like in general, my boyfriend needs to like set up better boundaries with him, which he did for years, because like he would just come in, the ex would just come into his apartment uninvited, and I'm like, dude, you can't do that. And the ex has a partner as well, so I'm like,
wait, so why did he come? Just he forgot milk? What, he's in the neighborhood?
We're not nervous that
this is,
they have something behind your back, right?
Oh, they definitely do not. Okay. At all. Absolutely not. Okay. No. Like, the first time he just came into the apartment, he had to get tools. And then the second time, he just came in to pee.
From where? Where are you? Are you in Grand Central Station? Where does this dude live?
He lives in Manhattan. So, like, it's ridiculous. You can't just come in to pee. And he's like, well, I have a large prostate. I don't give a shit.
He had a reason to pee in someone's house in Manhattan.
Well, no. So, sorry. He was coming from Manhattan and he was going somewhere else, but he was like, oh, I have to pee, so I'll just stop by in Queens where my boyfriend lives and pee there and then keep going. You can't do that.
Luckily, it was on the route. Like, none of this makes sense. It's bad shit.
Does he have a dick? No, because you people get to, and, you know, some assumptions here, but no, you've already, you people get to.
You're saying we could pee literally anywhere. Yeah.
I agree. You can pee any sort of parks, any sort of thing. You can't just come into your ex's place because you're like, I have to pee, so I'll just come in and pee.
Of course. This is so.
No.
I'm sorry. Can I know why this person has a key?
So they bought the place together.
The place.
Yeah. So they own the place, but my boyfriend still lives there, and the ex moved out to be with his partner.
And who owns the place now? They both do?
They both co-own it.
Still doesn't matter.
I mean, I still think it's ridiculous, though, because, like, my boyfriend's the person who primarily lives there, and the ex can't just show up and be like, hi, I have to take a piss, and you're on the way to wherever the fuck I'm going.
No, but nobody wants to actually draw paperwork and make decisions because they're not selling it to each other. They're not getting out of the...
Girl, I don't know.
Okay.
I
mean, okay.
It's something I've had talks with my boyfriend about where I'm like, this is what I mean by you need to set boundaries. Like,
let's say so. You act like you just went to some, I don't know, you saw some TED talk about relationships. I'm sorry, but there needs to... No shit! Don't walk in! No, it was a move. He's making a move. You know what I mean? That's a move.
I think he just has... His ex is just a very, like, brash person with, like, no filter. Like, just like a Larry David as well. Like, there was zero filter. It was a lot of just, like, he would say things and be like, that's not exactly what I meant, but I'm not going to apologize for being borderline offensive. And I'm like, I feel like you should, but okay, sure, whatever.
Oh, is his boyfriend too? I'm just getting a gauge. How old
is he? Well, the ex's boyfriend
Sorry.
So the ex's boyfriend is, he's actually very nice. He's very calm and patient. I will say that. I like the ex's partner. I think the ex's partner is super great. I'm like,
the ex is how old?
Oh, the ex, he is in his mid-60s?
Interview point, Kenda. Holy fuck. What?
Right. What was that?
You know who knows what that was? The fucking 60-year-old. You tell him. You go tell him exactly how we had this conversation, and he'll be like, he'll recognize how fucking found out he was. Get the fuck out of here.
You guys are a piece of shit.
Wow. Oh, he's not conforming.
60s. Maybe he'll grow into it at 80. How old's your boyfriend, by the way? Let's get to 90? No. I didn't think to ask. I didn't think it mattered. Apparently it matters.
So my boyfriend is in his 50s.
Okay.
Okay.
So they have, my boyfriend and the ex have an age difference, a sizable age difference. And then.
Not really. It's you and your boyfriend have the age difference.
Age is nothing but a number. I believe many artists have said that.
That's what R. Kelly said to Aaliyah, sure.
Okay.
Not vice versa. Holy hell. But you guys are doing good, and that's good, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah, we're doing good. Things are good. I'm happy. I feel great.
Speaking of age, Bob Barker from The Price is Right passed away. 99 years old. This guy is a champ to the end. He didn't want to go over $1. Isn't that interesting?
That's really good.
35 years on TV, died at age 99. And I asked my friend Adam, I go, do you know how he died? And is this true? Adam said he was crushed by his microphone. Can you? How the fuck? And then I go, is that for real?
Too top heavy.
Yeah. He also learned that Bob Barker was actually mauled by a pack of nutless dogs. Is this true? Is any of this true? But I could see them being pissed off, that's for sure. In 1994, former model Diane Parkinson filed a lawsuit against Barker alleging sexual harassment following a 3-year affair while working on The Price is Right. Parkinson, who alleged that she was extorted by threats of firing, later dropped her lawsuit, claiming the stress from the ordeal was damaging to her health. Okay, but he's dead! Let it go, says a drunk Linus, probably. Let it go. Who gives a shit? He's dead. Let's all fucking relax.
Yikes.
Well, she should still get some of that money, you know? I mean, come on.
Sure. Or a trip to Tahiti, you know, something.
Or a new car.
Or an arcade game.
Yeah.
What dumb shit they put together. Everybody's all excited about it.
Have you seen the Drew Carey Prices Right?
Sure. I know I have, yeah.
It's a little more appropriate. He doesn't have people stick their hand in his pocket when they won the dollar.
Right,
he doesn't make housewives kiss him on the cheek.
Right.
He doesn't make anyone hug him. It's a little more...
That's that Marine training. But yeah, he's a good host, this Drew Carey.
He kind of just focuses on the brands and the things.
Right. So boring. I mean, come on.
But that really was old hosts, like Family Feud guy. He would kiss everybody.
Oh, Richard too. Dawson fucked you and your sister.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was, you know, every time I thought of being on Family Feud, I'd be like, oh, but I'm going to have to kiss him. And I would wonder like how my mom would be. And we're Middle Eastern. We kiss on both cheeks every time we see our family, our friends. It's like men, women, it doesn't matter. We're all doing it. And here he is grossing me out doing the things that like I'm trained for. And I'm like, I don't know. If he were to kiss the dudes too, I'd feel a little more comfortable.
Sure.
But he didn't just kiss. He didn't lean in like we're French or Middle Eastern or like this is just, he was like pointing to his cheek like, before you tell me what's the number one thing that people put in their coffee every morning.
Yeah.
Just a quick.
Give me a smacker. He went for the lips. He like held their face and it was lips. Yeah.
Yeah, he was gropey.
Yeah.
It was very intimate and very like he had to talk you through it. Come kiss me right here. Like just like, you know, flagging the airplanes. He wanted it exactly how he wanted it, where he went. It was very, 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 it felt so slow moving. Like it was only a 22 minute long show because 5 minutes was kissing. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, I just said yuck. That's
it's disgusting.
He was just throwing up for me. Thank you, Kelvin.
It's disgusting. Yes. Speaking of games, it's everybody's favorite segment this time of year, football. Football talk, Calvin.
Catch the fever.
Catch the fever.
Totally not round ball.
We just had the preseason. And
why is there befores and afters?
You got to test out the new guys, see if they can handle the lights and the cameras.
See if the ball's
inflated.
Is that
really what that is for?
Yeah, to see if they're good under pressure. They're not necessarily even part of the team, the new guys. You could get cut between preseason and regular season.
Look at Calvin and me.
Preseason's like dress rehearsal. I literally have no idea what preseason meant.
It's dress rehearsal, but in front of a crowd. Yes.
Okay.
So it doesn't really count necessarily to, you know, to like your bets in the regular season, but it's interesting.
This is more like, I think Calvin and I are so good because we're like on a first date here and we're just like, oh, that's completely not interesting to me. Here's a question.
Right. Tell me less.
I'm so interested in that in like only the near future and then later find someone else to talk to that.
So people don't want to really get hurt. So nobody, it's, you know, I don't even watch these games necessarily, but I do like seeing preseason game one, Steelers versus Buccaneers, 27-17 Steelers.
Oh, I love that for you.
Bills and Steelers, 27-15 Steelers. Steelers and Falcons, 24-0. So our first real game is September 10th against the 49ers, but so far it's looking fucking sweet.
They're going to lose that first game.
So what?
Yeah.
Did you see, by the way, so Donald Trump's mugshot came out.
Yes.
And He's, by the way, fucking Christ. So he puts the mugshot on merchandise, made $7 million so far on mugshot merchandise. So he's owning it for what that
means. Is that
actually
true? Or is it like a Donald Trump $7
million? No, $7 million that real newspapers figured out. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
In the mugshot, by the way, he said that, you know, like, nobody ever checked my weight and height on driver's licenses since I was 12 years old, you know?
Right, so you can say
whatever the fuck you want. He said he's 6 feet, 3 inches tall, 215 pounds.
What?
Compare that to the quarterback of the Falcons, who's 6'2", 220 pounds. There's a big difference in fitness. I'll put these pictures at keithandthegirl.com. One looks kind of like he's lying.
Well, in terms of that, one has muscle and muscle weighs a lot. Uh-huh. But 220 at 6'2 is pretty trim.
Yes.
It's you can't really lose weight from that. I guess some people do.
But I mean, what the 250 pounds? What a weird what a liar. What a weird lie. What an insecure fucking bitch.
This is the one time where I'm like, been there and fuck you for not knowing what I weigh. Sorry. What, you want to buy my t-shirt? Go fuck yourself. I have lied to doctors. Fuck you. You know what I realized? Anytime a doctor offhand asks me how much I weigh, I'm like, you don't care. this does not apply. So I'm going to tell you a number in my head. And I've seen him. I told different numbers to different doctors and they don't give a shit. When they want to know, they weigh you, because if it has anything to do with what they're about to do, they're not going to decide that they should look at me and go, really?
You don't say literally. Interesting. Remember that movie, The Blind Side? Is about a yes. Who was the main woman?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
It was with a B. Come on, I helped.
I knew the whole time. I just wanted to hear her say. I'm surprised she picked a woman. she was close enough. Sandra B.
Pretty good.
And she adopted this guy who later became a football player. He's from the tough side of life. She happens to be rich, and she stood up to bully gang members with guns and said, leave my son alone. And they were so scared of how she was so on top of shit that they went, whoa, I'll leave him alone and not just beat the fuck out of you and rape you. So it turns out the football player in real life, Michael Oher, he's a retired NFL player, says
he owes her. Yeah.
Says, I wasn't adopted like I understood I was. They had me sign a conservatorship and they took all the money and didn't, the real people in real life, they took all the money. I didn't get any of it. I was used. I wasn't even adopted.
That's so much more like the way that movie was depicted. I was like, this doesn't seem like this is the true story. This right. doesn't seem mm-hmm. like any of these scenes happened that way. This seems like a fairy tale story that some white woman keeps telling her biological kid about why there's a giant black man in the second bedroom.
Right.
This is like every scene we were like, I guess that's nice.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was like, if you try to tell the story of a nice thing you did, but you don't know what nice is, that's how you would tell it. It was so awkward. I don't know why it won any awards. It was.
Yeah.
Calvin, people love that white savior shit. Like, I remember watching, I actually never finished the movie because I remember being like, this is the same as like Finding Forrester or Dangerous Minds. It's always this like crazy, like white savior narrative where it's like, oh, they were just going to like die or do crack or like deal crack or both. But then I happily came in and I remember just being like, I was already over it. I don't think Sandra Bullock should have won an award for that. Like, because it's just such a corny, hackneyed story. And most of the time, that's usually not what happens. It's not as simple as like, I came in and then solved racism. And it's like, that's literally not what happened. And when I was reading about this case, I was so not surprised that this family took advantage of him.
Yeah.
This is such the more appropriate ending to this stupid ass story. It really is. Of course, it's the white savior thing. And you're looking at a black person and going like, all right, so we're writing another white savior thing. Like, what was he about to get into? Crack or violence? Like, it's like,
yes,
like for real, you couldn't even give him a slightly something different story. You really just copy and paste it. I get how all movies are the same, but and in Dangerous Minds, she took out a Snickers bar and fucking changed the way these people's lives rotated the earth. I mean, Snickers won more than black people that day. It was fucking amazing.
But are black people cranky when they're hungry?
Must be black then, because that's the blackest shit about
me. Well, are we all?
I will kill you.
Sean and Leanne Towie. Leanne is the one we know as Sandra Bullock. In a statement to the LA Times last week, the Towie's attorney, Martin Singer, said the couple was open to terminating the conservatorship. Just do it. What do you mean you're open to it? You do it and you stop taking money. They're open to it, but they want to defend their name. Makes no fucking sense. And I know, by the way, obviously, she shouldn't be in trouble, Sandra Bullock. She's just an actress, so who gives a shit? But if you're Sandra Bullock, do you reach out to this guy in real life?
No, I mean, I don't think so. I'm
not saying you have to, but...
I know people were calling for her to like rescind her to give away the Oscar, but I don't. I think she should keep her Oscar, and it's not her fault. She's an actress.
It's not her fault. But do you? Well, I'm wondering if I would. I think
no,
I don't know.
I would think she would stay the fuck away from it because she told that story and it was very much Hollywood. And right. I think actors sometimes realize how stupid the words they're saying. I mean, again, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. It just happened to be that you guys like those words, but he had to do something to that script in order for you guys to be like, yeah, Christmas time. I don't know. But it wasn't the fact that some writer wrote down those words. It was, you know, it's movie magic. So she did movie magic. This has nothing to do with her real life. I mean, if she won the Oscar because she told a sad story, then the Oscars need to fucking take all Oscars back, because what are we judging with anyway? The whole thing is stupid and it has nothing to do with her.
Exactly. I mean, look at, like, for example, like another movie like is Pocahontas, where like on the face of it, it's a good movie, but goddamn, is that problematic? I mean, yeah, no, this white man did not save Native Americans. He, in fact,
but should the guy that played John Smith call up the Indian reservation? I'm just asking.
How about the original guy for Sleeping Beauty fucking kissing people in their sleep?
Richard Dawson.
Yeah. Right.
Should we start telling him he needs to visit Bill Cosby in jail and like fucking figure shit out together, start a club, an anonymous meeting? Yeah, they memorized words. We have to stop giving credit to them when they do things that are good and bad. Like, you're depicting a good person, you're depicting a bad person, has nothing to do with you. You are the person who memorizes and moves like another person so well that we give you an award for not being you. So don't be you. Stay at home.
Yeah, I don't want to see the guy that played Oppenheimer apologize to the Japanese, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be weird. let me mention this about Calvin. He's going to be at the Gotham Storytelling Festival in November.
Yes.
He'll also be in Minneapolis at the Acme Comedy Club, opening up for Mary Max CD recording. That's exciting.
Yes.
And we put this, you know, we send out a little thing, you know, give us your credits, what do we want to mention? And Calvin wrote, let's see, I visited my boyfriend's family for the first time over the summer, and I inadvertently introduced him to my ex-boyfriend. I'm really reaching here. That doesn't sound like reaching to me. That sounds fucking fascinating. What?
I really forgot I wrote that. It was so many weeks ago.
I visited my boyfriend's family for the first time over the summer, accidentally introduced him to my ex-boyfriend. What happened?
Well, I guess it wasn't super accidental. So my ex-boyfriend is a comedian who you've had on this show. He's very lovely.
Who's that? Do you remember
his
him?
His name is Tom. I think it's safe. We can talk about this now. It's been 10 years now. So like,
that's actually how we met Calvin.
That's right.
We met Tom first.
Right. Yeah. Tom. I mean, we all know. So it's Tom.
Stefan. Why are you dragging this out of me?
Okay.
Because back then it was like, oh, there's a 20-year age difference. And now we see that there's a pattern. So,
right.
By the way, it was noted the 20-year age difference because you were like 19 when we met you. So let's not. I'm completely fine with you dating someone who's in their 50s. I think you're in your 30s. Fine. Whatever. You're both. That was a little bit.
Okay, yes. So in fairness, yes, but to be fair, okay, I was 26 and I had my own apartment and you had roommates. So I was more responsible and I had a day job. So I was technically much more of an adult than he was back then because he had no job and was doing stand-up full time. So there.
I get that.
Have you looked into that though? I'm not saying it's so deep, but is there daddy issues? Do you just like somebody who's more established?
You know, I mean, I'm sure it is daddy issues. I'm also sure that it's a mix of that. And I don't know. I just feel like I need someone who is less crazy than me. And I feel like those people tend to be older. Okay. And I mean, I'm not trying to go for like 20 years old. It's not like when I'm like 60, I'm going to be dating like an 85-year-old. No. Like that's going to be.
Right.
But don't rule it out.
You're still a human being.
I don't want to change diapers. That's too much.
Right.
Got to unscrew an oxygen tank. I'm not doing all that. It's too much work.
How do you like the ex-boyfriend's family, first off? Or your boyfriend's family, I mean. Sorry.
Yes. they were very nice. There's a lot of them. I forget that in the Midwest, they like breed like rabbits. So it was like so many, like, because he has 4 siblings. And then like 2 of the siblings have kids. So I just met like, it was a whole bunch of people at once. And they were all very, like, legitimately nice. Not like Midwest nice. We're like, oh, that's great. And I know a black person at work too. You know, like they were like actually legitimately nice. But I was just like, oh, this is a lot of names to keep up with. But
you know, I remember when I was with my ex, I met the extended family because grandma was having a birthday party. So all these people, I didn't realize, first of all, how white they were until I saw the picture of me with them. Like, they're all blonde. I didn't put it together. In California, blah, blah, blah. But you know what else I realized? And you tell me what an experience you had. Like, I've dated a bunch of different races. What I noticed about dating white people, when you get to their family reunion thing, some people are like super criminals and they're just not in jail because they're white.
Yes.
And their reunion is about just telling you how they're criminals and just going, that was close, and just going, holy shit. And then it's like, only one was like getting ready to go to jail, but everyone has done crack. Everyone has been drunk driving. Everyone has passed some kind of shit through borders and whatever. One of them got caught, is about to go to jail, but is partying with us today.
Isn't that sweet? You're nodding enthusiastically, Calvin.
I mean, it's so crazy. It's true. I mean, not this boyfriend's family, but I have met others where I'm like, what is... It is a whole, it's 2 different Americas. Like, I know people say that, but I'm like, oh, it really is. Like, people will casually be like, oh yeah, you know, I just used to smoke meth. And like, you know, it was just a phase. Like, it was like, oh, I was just into skateboarding. Like, it's nuts to me. And I'm like, how are you not in jail? How are you never arrested? If I did meth once in public, I would have immediately been in jail for 5 years. But you're just like, oh, what a lark. You know, me just like in the alleyway, ass up, like insane. It's insane.
Half my 20s, I was on crack. I'm like, whoa. Okay.
I think it's also wilder, too, when they're like, but you're a New Yorker. You're used to that. And I'm like, I'm not used to that. Like, right. People think that New York is just like, I just like walk out of my house and people throw cocaine in my face. And
it's
like,
so true.
Insanity.
That's true. That's right. And it's not even a race thing. They're just like, this is normal to you. And I'm just like, yeah, I grew up very conservative. Like, Queens means different things to different people, you know? I do nitrous at the dentist. So we're talking about a different thing here.
So what happened? Your ex-boyfriend happened to be there?
No. So this is going to be a little messy. So I had booked like a couple of like shows just to do things. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do 3 live performances. You can pick which one to go to. And the one that they chose to go to was the one that was basically an open mic. And then I was like headlining it to get money. But like, you can't ask. It's hard to sit through a comedy open mic. Sure. We can all agree, right?
Yes.
It's all a varying quality, but that was one where it was literally like the entire family came to that one. And that one was by far the weirdest one to go to. And then my ex came to that one because I was like, oh, I wanted to see you get drinks and catch up. So he came to that as well. And I was already like, this is really weird. And like, I haven't seen Tom in like in person in since like, I don't know, 5, 6 years.
You know what? This is what I'm talking about. When people go, oh, Hemda sent me a calendar invite. Oh, Hemda sent me dates and it's 5 years in advance. Yeah. You and all of your poor planning. That's right. That's right. I'm looking at anybody who you think I'm looking at. Poor planning. That's right. But everyone should have gotten a specific date and said, that's the only one. That's right. Look at your calendars, folks. Look at them. Anyway,
but it's hard to do,
no,
though.
Of course. Yes, it's very hard to do. So when people do it, don't go, meh, meh, meh. Go, thank you. That's nice of you to send me a date, even though it's a month in advance. Thank you.
You know what? You're right. You are correct on that. I'm not going to edit myself. I'm going to just say yes.
Yes.
Check mark. That is interesting. I appreciate that.
That's two check marks. Received and read.
But like, the mic was so, it was so long because it was supposed to be an hour long and it ended up being 2 hours. And then my boyfriend's brother just came up to me.
That's what your family or your boyfriend's family thinks comedy is now. Oh.
They literally, so his boyfriend's brother and his, and brought his girlfriend and they both came up to me and said, Calvin, good luck with your craft. That's the... I was like, this is not what I usually do.
Half the people, open mics, half the people leave their backpack on when they go on stage. No exaggeration. Yes. No one
Keith and I met at an open mic. You know what happened one day at that open mic? And I happened to bring a friend of mine for the first time to that open mic. Somebody painted with their vagina blood. Okay, no one's losing a job at an open mic. So they do whatever they want. I just reunited with this friend and she was like, remember that place you used to go to? And I was like, I brought you there? Fuck. Poor planning. Poor planning. What do you want to do tonight, Chemda? Not with you. Not with you, my conservative friend who is not in the arts at all. I bring to an open mic where I know shit like this. Somebody drank their own pee because they ran out of material. Like a lot of things happened at this open mic. This is not where to bring the family and friends. But I was in my 20s and I thought like, fun is fun.
So your ex was a comedian that happened to be there?
Yes. Well, he didn't happen to be there. He came. I was like, oh, these are the dates I'll be around. And you're right. I should have been more specific and been like, you come to this date. You come to this date. Gotcha. And that would have been more concrete instead of just being like, here are dates. Come see me. So that was my own fault. I accept my blame in this.
Well, based on what we talked about, do you think your boyfriend was like, oh my God, this is who he dated? Or is he like, I got to step up and get rid of mice because this guy's pretty cool.
I try to minimize their interaction as much as possible. So, like,
you keep jumping in between them.
Yeah. You know what? As I remember, Tom is a very unassuming person who is more humble than you would know that he is a comedian or ever attempted to comic. He's, you would more think you're reading the Wall Street Journal with him in the morning than like going at night to some open mic and him being comfortable on the surface. Yeah. But he was funny. Definitely listen to the episodes that we had him on. Based on how much we enjoyed him, we were like, that's your boyfriend? I don't even need to see him. Bring him on, you know? So he's definitely funny. But I wouldn't put him in the kookiness of comedians. Yes,
Tom is not like him. Exactly. Tom's not like, you know, the usual fare of comedians who are just like, I stole three beers from behind the bar. Let's go, you know, like. But like, Tom, I mean, it was actually very nice. And like, I was really glad to see Tom. And like, I feel bad. The open mic, the people who ran it were really, really sweet. Like the people who ran the mic were really great. A lot of the comedians were funny. I just would not have wanted 9 of my boyfriend's family members.
Oh my God, it's so many. I mean, when you have to say, bless their heart, the comedians are sweet, instead of like when you're talking about who was on the lineup, then you don't invite people. Bless their heart, they're sweet is not an invitation to comedy.
Did the other comics, do you think the other comics were upset because people try new stuff, they kind of half-ass it so that they don't get embarrassed that these comics, and you're like, I got family and friends here, I'm doing HBO shit.
I mean, I don't think they were mad per se at me. I think they were just frustrated in general because they were like, oh, people are actually here. Fuck.
As opposed to comics, usually there's open mics, comics performing for other comics that are actually looking at their notes.
Yeah. Or like, I mean, this mic got like audience members as well, but okay. There's audience members who are like, they know comedy and not people who are like, oh, you're a comedian? Do you know Chris Rock? Do you know what I mean? Right. Like, it's like that level. Because his family doesn't know anything about stand-up comedy. They just think like, oh, yeah, I'm sure you're friends with Steve Harvey. Aren't you also doing family? Like, you know, they don't know
anything. So people who, audience member who come to an open mic, and that's how I started going to an open mic. I didn't even know what an open mic was. But if you're at an audience in an open mic, you do know the looseness of it. You do know you're not watching a show. You do know you're not paying for it. You shouldn't be paying for it or things like that. And you know to be more forgiving. So I see what you're saying. Like there is an audience for that. But yes. Yikes. Wow.
And his family was not that audience at all. Mm-hmm. And they mentioned a comedian who they liked. And I mean, I will not say his name on air, but I was like, that person's a real scumbag. I can't believe this. But they don't know any better.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
But that's not their fault. They don't know. They just know, like, oh, this persona's so nice. And I'm like, right. That's not really who they are.
Right. And I honestly don't think we should look behind the scenes of anybody. Oh, my God.
Right. I don't like the audience knows me.
If you ever want to consume art again, just focus on the art.
Do yourself the favor. Follow Calvin Cato online, on social media, whenever he's doing stand-up. What's the best way to get that done, Calvin?
So I am on Instagram at Calvin S. Cato. I'm on X Twitter or whatever the hell we're calling that.
Right.
X Twitter. Calvin. And I'm now on TikTok because I have to be, because I have to pretend to be 29. So I'm on TikTok.
What are you TikToking?
I mean, I'm literally just posting jokes on there, like old jokes I recorded. I'm not at the point where I'm going to do the face where I'm like ranting about things. Maybe I'll rant about anti-texting stuff. I don't know now.
Mm-hmm. You'll be aware of it now, I'll tell you that much, and that's all I can do. That's all I can do. You love Calvin. Share the show. That's a big deal. Be the hero your podcast app needs to see. Click a button that's right in front of you, no matter what app you're listening on, okay? We love those stars. We love the reviews, and we especially love when you share the show. Calvin, thank you so much for your time. You're always the best.
Thank you so much. Thank
both of you. Who doesn't love Calvin?
Let's go through the list, Calvin.
Okay. Honestly, I can think of at least five guys. KeithandTheGirl.com